Daf Samach Dalet is today, but we have to finish off the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We're at the two dots, which starts Omar Rav Nachman, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, Klala de Rebisa. So the general rule of interest is Kol Agar Natarlei. Any payment that's made due to the fact that you're leaving, that you're giving somebody money for extra time, the time thingo of money, that is the definition of interest. So you borrow money and then you pay interest per time. So it's the fact that if you get extra for the fact that you gave money early or that the guy's keeping money for a certain amount of time, that's the definition of interest. Yeah, so you get it for the time.
If
so that
the time you get $100, you get 110.
No, but
it's just a time, there's an issue of time.
Yeah, but why do you get extra money? Because for that amount of time, you've given the person that money. Yeah. So let's say
for a month, if we get 110.
So let's say you say if I give you the money earlier, I'm going to pay less. If I give you money later, I'm going to pay more. Right. So it's all time dependent. Right. It's per time. That is also. The Yama Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, "Hi, man, the Yohiv Zuzal Lekira, the guy who's paying the wax maker. Yeah, he sells wax. Because Osli Dalad, and the normal price is you get four candles for $1. The Yama Lay, and he says to him, Yahim Allah, hey, if you pay in advance, I'll give you five candles for $1. Yeah, so because he paid early, so it says he got the use of the money for extra time, yeah, so he's giving him more candles. Is Isnahu Gabe, so if he has the candles, that's okay, then it's shari. Why? Because it's just buying at the time. It's not like he's getting money early. It's like as soon as he gave the money, he now has the candles. So therefore he just bought the candles for a cheaper price. But Lesnahu Gabe, if the guy hasn't actually got the candles, so these candles are mythical candles, so now he's just giving him extra candles for the fact that he gave him money early. Yeah, because he gave him money before he got the candles. He paid early, and as a reward for paying early, he's giving him extra. That is interest. That is also. Fred the Gemara Pshita, and the Gemara asked, that's obvious. Says the Gemara. Well, okay.
It's a deal. It's a business deal.
Yeah, no.
Well, any interest is a business deal.
Hang on, Yehuda. The guy's a candle manufacturer. He wants to get the ruby stock as quick as he can, right? So you give him a bit of extra. You pay whatever it is straight up front, but he could deliver you. He says, because you're buying from me straight away, you're the first customer, I'll throw in an extra candle, right? But if you're saying, well, you pay me now money, but I'm going to deliver it to you later, right? So you the manufacturer hasn't parted with anything, but you already got the money.
Yeah, it's for the fact that you get the money for extra time, you are giving him extra candles, which
I
is a
fully understand.
Okay.
But I don't
okay.
See.
Well, anyway, that's the deal. So the Gemara says, "Like tzricha de isle ashroy b'masa." The chiddush here is that even if the candle maker has his own deal in the city, where he's got someone else who supplies him. So what do we say? If he has the candles, it's okay. If he doesn't have the candles, it's not okay. So that's obvious. We've discussed that 100 times already. So he says, because the chiddush is that even if the candle maker has his own deal where he can go to his supplier,
and the supplier has, and
he could go and get from there, so you might think, Maho de Tema, you might think, even the Isli Ashroiba Master, since he has a deal of supply with somebody else within the city, is so therefore it's not like he doesn't have, it's almost like he does have and he just has to go and get it. It's not like he has to create something. It's more like, oh, I have to just wait till my son comes home and brings it, or I have to wait till I get the key. So it's like he has it. Yeah, you would think that so even though it's not with him, but because it's by the other person, he has a right to go and get it. It's the same thing as if it's in his storage and he just hasn't got the key. Kamash Malon, therefore, it teaches us, Rab Nachman, that Kevon, the Mechasri Gabayna, since it's still lacking collection, he hasn't actually collected his wax from his supplier, his candle, the Kamanda Las Nodomi. So therefore, it is equivalent to not having it. And we said if he doesn't have it, it's no good, because he's getting money for something that he doesn't have. So he's not supplying anything, he's just getting money, and then he's giving the guy extra for the fact that he got the money early. That is ribis. It's ribis de rabbanon, right? Remember that ribis min ha-Torah is the straight-out loan situation. You borrow 100, you give back 110. All of these other examples is what we call ribis de rabbanon, yeah? Okay, next two dots. V'yamar av nachman. Hai man da izif shiti mechavrei. Here's an interesting one. You borrowed money from somebody, yeah? The Ashkech, and it was Pshita, he gave it to you in coins, yeah? He gave you small denominations. The Ashkech paid to find it, then you counted it, and you found extra. So I come to you, and I say, lend me $10, right? You give me, and I'm expecting 10 $1 coins. And then when I counted it, when I got home, I found there were 11. Very nice. So now what's the story with this extra dollar? Is if it's the sort of thing where a person could make a mistake, you were pulling out the $10 to give me and you gave me 11, and that's sort of a reasonable assumption, is I have to give back to you because you probably just made a mistake. You meant to give me 10, you gave me an extra one, I have to give it back. But ilav, if it's a situation where, hang on, this isn't something that you do by mistake. It looks intentional. We'll see in a minute. How do we know? Yeah, if it looks intentional, then matana ba'almahu de yoivle. Then you could assume the guy was giving you a gift. Yeah, he likes you, so you needed to borrow money, and he thought, you know what? In addition to lending him the money, I'll give him a present as well. I'll chuck in extra, so then he can keep it. So heichedom yichdei shadas toya. What is the definition of a normal mistake, but you look at it and you say, oh, the guy probably just made a mistake. As Amar of Acha, Brei Rav Yosef, top of the page, it's either a tenner or a fiver. In other words, if it's something that's counted by tens, yeah, then if there's 10 extra, then he might have just made a mistake by giving him one extra 10. If it's something that's counted by fives, then so let's say you pile up coins, yeah, so the normal thing is, you get a packet of 10 $1 coins in packets, right? So instead of 10 lots of 10, you got 11 lots of 10. Yeah? Or if it's 5 in a bundle, you got, instead of ten bundles of 5, you got 11 bundles of 5. So depending on how that's normally counted, yeah? If it's one extra one, but it's in the same bundle size as usual, then he probably just put an extra bundle in by mistake. But if he put in some random number, instead of bundles of 10, he gave you a bundle of 13, then he probably did it on purpose, and therefore you can keep it. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav l'Ravashi. Rav Acha b'Rei de Ravashi, this is continuing on the same story, but what if there's a inish takifu layoiv matana? Let's say that you know that the guy who lent you the money is a hard person, he's not a nice guy, and therefore he's not likely to give you a present. Yeah, he's known that he's tough, and he doesn't give. Tachifa literally means he's strong. He's a strong character, and he doesn't give presents. Yeah, so can you still assume that he's giving you a gift or not? Zomalei. So he says to him, no. Maybe even you could keep it. Why? Because even though he doesn't normally give gifts, but we still assume that he did it intentionally. Why would he put in extra money intentionally if he's not a nice person? Because Dilma Migzal Gosle. Maybe sometime in the past he stole money from this borrower. And now he thinks, you know what, I should really return the money that I stole, even though I'm not a nice guy, but I'm not a ganav. Yeah, so I want to return the money that I stole, but I'm too embarrassed to just give him the money outright and say, I stole from you, here's the money back. So when it comes that he's lending him money, he sneaks in returning the money that he stole as well. Yeah, so even there, even if he's not a nice guy, you can assume he did it on purpose. Tanya.
Strange to assume that these people will do these things on purpose in certain situations where they could be an outright mistake.
Well, that's what he says. You have to look at the type of
I could extraness. Be counting out X amount of things and thinking of my next holiday in Texas.
On the other hand, we say, for example, about money in a person's life. Yeah. A person counts his money constantly. Is a weird one.
It's the truth is that saying that someone made a mistake when he's giving away money is actually, that to me, that's the chiddush. Because most people, when they pay out money, they're pretty careful to not pay extra. Yeah, as the famous Kerry Packer said, there's no reason to give extra. If you give what you have to, you don't give extra. Yeah, yeah, but that's anything. If I'm paying money, if I go to a shop and I pay extra money, or if I'm doing a normal business deal, people are careful. They don't pay extra just dumb.
Yeah, but the times when it's considered he gave you a gift, he didn't really want to admit it. He may not have been.
So it's a judgment call. The judgment call is, if it looks like he made a mistake, then you have to give it back. If it looks like he did it on purpose, then you can keep it. Yeah, that's the basis for this whole thing. But the question was, what if it looks like he did it on purpose, but you know the guy's not a nice guy who will give you gifts? So then you can say, well, he still looks like he did it on purpose, so probably he did it on purpose because he's returning some stolen money. Yeah. So there, the Tanya, if you learn in a brisa, hagoyzlas chaveri, someone who steals money from someone and he's too embarrassed, let's say, to give it directly back. So what he did is he had to give him money for some other reason, and he included the extra, the stolen money as a, in the return. Yotza, then he has been yotza the veheshivus agzelash or gozal. Okay, so that's about if it's a guy that he knows. What happens? He inish the osime alma. What if he's a completely random stranger? The loyshaka v'tori b'hadai. He never had any dealings with him at all. Yeah. So my. So then, what do you mean he stole from him? You could say he stole from him if he's somebody that he knows. You know, maybe in the past somehow you ripped me off and you stole money from me. But if it's one of these guys who just turns up in shul one morning that you've never seen before in your life, yeah. So you know that he didn't steal from you. So what's going on there? Can you assume that it's also a deliberate act? So he says, yeah, because Dilma inish achrini gozlei, maybe someone else stole from him. And he sees this guy, that this guy is going to pay out money to this victim of the crime. And he says to him, you know what? So the other person, the ganef, goes up to the lender and he says, you know what? Is ki yozif plaini pshiti minoch, when this guy comes to borrow money from you, you give him extra because here's the money that I stole from him. Give it back to him, but I don't want to tell him face to face. I'm too embarrassed. So there's always an excuse. So it all boils down to if it looks like he deliberately put extra money in, yeah, for whatever the reason might have been, then he can keep it. If it looks like it was a mistake, then he has to give it back. Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, "Have a yasivna b'shili pirka de Rav."
This little thing is a little last. It's a little bit.
Far-fetched.
Oh, you never had any dealings with him, whatever. He's going to go and find somebody who knows he's going to give you money. And
okay, take it or leave it. But it's, I think what the point he's making is, if it looks like the guy did it deliberately, if there's anything you can think of that attribute to why he would have done it deliberately, then you can keep it. You assume you can assume it deliberately. I think it's a psychological thing. It boils down to the fact that we assume that a person's careful when he pays out money, and therefore the assumption is that he did it deliberately, unless you think that it was a mistake. Like, the default position is that he did it on purpose. To me, that's what it seems anyway. I know Yehuda thinks the opposite, but nevertheless. That's what makes life interesting, different opinions, yeah? Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Havi asivna b'shilhi pirki de Rav. I came in late to the shir, and I was sitting at the end of Rav's shir, but I didn't hear the beginning, so I didn't actually know what he was talking about. Vishamistika Omar, and I heard him saying, "Curry, curry, pumpkins, pumpkins." Velayadina Maika Omar, but I didn't get it because I walked into the end of the shir and all I heard is the word pumpkins, and I sort of couldn't understand what he was talking about. His boss of the Kom Rav. So after Rav finished and got up and left, his Armilahu. So I asked the other students, "My curry, curry, the Omar Rav. What was this pumpkin thing that Rav was talking about?" Is Amrali, so they said to me, "Hachi kama Rav." This is what Rav said. "Hai man de yohiv zuzi leginoi." Person gives money to the gardener or the vegetable grower, let's call him, yeah? The guy who grows the vegetables. A curry, and he gives him the money for the pumpkins. Ve'ka'azli asara curry b'dezarta. And the price is that you get for the amount of money he gave, 10 pumpkins that are the size of a zeres. The zeres is a half a amma. It's the distance from the middle finger to halfway down your arm, yeah? This what's the Zeris?
I think pumpkins are already bigger than that.
Oh, okay. There's different sorts of pumpkins. So he gave him money based on a price that you would normally pay for those size pumpkins, yeah? For a half arm size pumpkins. And he says to him, Yahim nalach b'nei garmido. Because you gave the money up front, yeah? So I'm going to pay you the pumpkins later. Because you paid in advance, I'm going to give you garmidas or full armor, as he says. Yeah? You're going to give him, I'm going to give you 10 full-sized armor-sized pumpkins. So he's giving him bigger pumpkins because he paid early, basically. Yeah? Is Isnahu, if he's got big pumpkins at the time, is sorry, this is a normal thing. If you've got it, that means that at the time when he gave the money, he's already like those big pumpkins are his.
It's and
he's
only. Actually, it's not pumpkins.
We always say Corey is punk. Well, who says that? Art Scroll. Well, who says he's right? Ivrit. This is Aramish. Anyhow, whatever it is. It's also nice. If it makes you happy, it could be a gourd, too. It could be a cucumber. Anyhow. is if he has them, then it's permitted, like we said, that whenever a person gives money early, before he collects it, but the guy has the thing, so it's like that he acquired it at the time when he gave the money, and therefore there's no ribis involved. But less nahu, if the guy hasn't got at that point in time large pumpkins, then it's osur, because what is he doing? He is giving him extra for the fact that he paid the money early, so it's again the time value of money for having the extra money for early, he's giving him extra. Is again the Gemara asks Pshita. That's another example of the same thing we've been saying 100 times already. So it's obvious. So what are you telling me? And for the Gemara, so therefore, what was Rav teaching? And says the Gemara, Mahu de Tema, you might have thought, Kaven de Memela Karabu. Here it's different because those small pumpkins grow into big pumpkins or gourds or whatever they are, yeah? So in other words, when you're saying that he has to go and get extra schoira to give him, so if Lesnu, if he hasn't got it, yeah, so that means he didn't the buyer didn't acquire it at the time, and he's giving him money early and getting rewarded for the time value of money. Masha'en came when you have a fruit that grows by itself. You could argue that when he gave the money, he like acquired the small ones and they grew into big ones. So when he goes and gets them, he's getting the big ones, but they were really his that were small. Memela karabu, they grow by themselves. It's not like the garden grower went and acquired pumpkins now. It's the small ones grew into big ones. And therefore, you would have thought, Shapir Dami, you would have thought, that's good. Kamashmal, and therefore, Rav is teaching you that it's no good, even though the pumpkins grow by themselves. But the fact is, you paid for small pumpkins, you took big pumpkins, you're getting extra, is no good. And the question then is, that come on, where did Rav get this? What's the mocker for Rav? What's the source of Rav's teaching? So he says, Kehai Tana, like the following, Braisa de Tanya. Haholich lachloivis izov, a person's gone his way to go and milk his goats, viligzes esrachelov, or to shear his sheep, vilirde, he says, Kavarato, you're to knock the honey, to pull the honey out of his beehive, yeah, Motze Chavere, while he was on his way, somebody found him, and he said to Masha, Izichovas Mochaloch, and he says, oh, you're a milk buyer, so I'm on the way to milk my goat. So let's make a deal now that what I get, the milk that I get out of my goat, I'll sell it to you now. Masha Mecheli goes as this, and the wool that I'll shear off my sheep, Machaloch, I'm selling it to you now. Masha Kavartu Reida, the honey I get out of my beehive, Machaloch, I'm selling it to you now, is Muta, that's permitted because he's got it. It's there, he's just got to go and get it, yeah? So therefore, at the time when he hands over the money, it already belongs to the buyer. Avalim Amaloi, but if he said to him, Masha Izichovois, what my goat milks, and he told him the amount. He didn't just say whatever comes out is yours, but he said a certain amount. Yeah. Then when however much it is, that's what you're getting for that price. So you don't know, he doesn't know what he's getting. He gives him $100, and he's sorry. No, sorry. This one he does know he's getting. Yeah, the first case he didn't know what he was getting. So whatever's in the goat's milk container, what they called, yeah, where the udders, yeah, that's what he's bought, so it's his. But over here, when he says a fixed amount, kach v'kach, or mecheli, mocheloch, or masher mecheli, gozes kach v'kach, what my sheep is going to produce wool, and he names an amount of wool, yeah, is mocheloch a salty, or masher kavarti roide kach v'kach, or the honey I'm going to get from the beehive, and he tells him an amount, mocheloch is osur, that's forbidden. That means, why is it forbidden? That means he's giving him more than what's in there. Yeah. So again, he's saying not limited to what's in there now, but I'm promising you to give you a certain amount. So which way more than what's actually in the goat.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's right, I have to give you more. So he's promising to give him more than what's necessarily on the sheep or in the goat or in the beehive. So that is osur. Again, you would say that's a case also where Memela Karabu, it grows by itself, yeah? If the goat doesn't have enough milk to make up that volume, the goat will make more milk tomorrow by itself. You don't have to do it, you don't have to go and buy milk. They'll wait till tomorrow and the goat will grow milk. The sheep, when you shear it, it grows back, yeah? So you would think that because it by itself is going to get more back, he doesn't have to go and buy, the seller doesn't have to go and buy more. Then therefore, you might have thought that it's like he already has it, because it's going to come automatically. Kamashman, therefore, he's teaching you, the Bryce is teaching you that Kevin, the lesson, since he hasn't got that extra amount at the time of the sale, is also then it is forbidden. Okay, so that's sort of what Rav has based his thing on as well.
In those cases, we give you the money now, and later I'll give you more say candles,
because
I haven't got them now.
Yeah.
I see it as, you may have paid me now, because you can't be bothered paying me later. It's convenient to pay me now, so it's a business deal.
But any interest is a business deal. No, I need the money, I want to borrow $100, right? I need the money right now. So for me, it's worth it to pay you 110 in a week, because I need the 100 right now. So you say it's a business deal. The Torah told you that you're not allowed to do it. So that's it. So the Rabbanan said that even in the case of Mech, you're not allowed to do it either. It's not necessarily... In our times, you wouldn't see that as cheating. We would see that as normal business. You borrow money, you pay interest. We do that all the time, right? But that's what the Torah says you're not allowed to do. Ika di Amri. Some say that that Omar Rava, that Rava said, came in the Melika Rava Shapardami. That Rava said, I mean, so before then we had, it was Rav giving the shir. In the Ika di Amri, it was Rava talking. And Rava said that, on the contrary, the opposite, this Ika di Amri, the second version of the story is that if it goes by itself, it is okay. It's taka okay. Like what it's saying that you might have thought it's okay. So in this version, we're really saying it is okay because it's going to grow by itself. It's as if the seller already has it, and therefore it's like the buyer buys it at the time of giving over the money. Fred the Gemara, now it's a kasha, yeah? So when we said it was osur, so the brisa was a proof to Rav. Now if Rav is saying it's mutter, the brisa becomes a kasha to Rav. I have a hotanya, we learn the brisa that if it's kach v'kach is osur, even though it's going to go by itself, the milk and the goat and the wool and the sheep are going to go by themselves, we said it's osur. So Rava will answer you, there's a difference between the pumpkin growing bigger and the milk in the goat. What's the difference? Hasam lav minei karabu. When the milk comes into the goat, it's not the same milk. It's not the pshat that the milk that you bought got bigger, or the wool that you bought got bigger. You bought this wool, and tomorrow when the sheep grew some more wool, but it's different wool, it's not the same wool that you bought. So you're still therefore that's also because you're getting extra wool that you because you gave money early, yeah. Aber because lav minei karabu, it's not the stuff that he bought that grew, so it's, you can't say it belonged to the buyer and it just got bigger and therefore it's his. The shokli leila hai, you take away this milk, and different milk comes in the place. You took away the wool and different wool grew. You took down the honey and different honey grew. But hacha, when it's a fruit that just grows bigger. The same exact fruit grew bigger. Minei karabu. Therefore, the fruit itself is getting bigger. The chishakli lelahai. When you take, if you would take away this pumpkin, you're not getting another pumpkin. You're getting the same pumpkin, just bigger. Yeah, it's the same one, and therefore, Rava says it's different. Okay.
You think that's argue the same about the wall.
It's not the same wool. You think that it's not the pshat that the hair grows longer. When you shear a sheep, there's nothing left, and what grows back is new wool. It's not this. It's not like the wool was this long and you left it on the sheep for longer, so it grew longer. We're talking about you sheared it off, and then new one grew. So it's not the same wool.
With the fruit,
you didn't cut it.
No, but I'm saying
with the fruit, you just let it grow. It's sitting in the pumpkin patch. And the same fruit just grows bigger.
No, but once he sells it, it doesn't grow bigger.
He doesn't cut it when he sells
it.
He just leaves it. Okay, next. I'm going to buy Shari Leila Inish. It is permitted for a person, the Maimel of the Chavre, to say to his friend, Heila Chaba Azuza Achavisa de Chamra. Here's $4 for a barrel of wine. Eat Tokfa. If it goes off, if the wine goes off, is Bishusach, that it's your problem. But iyakara izila. But if the price fluctuates more or less, then it's pershusi. Yeah. So he's saying to the seller, you are accountable for it going off, but I will be accountable for any price fluctuations. So Rabbi said that's okay. Amulet of Shravi Labaya. So Shravi says to Abaya, turn the page. What do you mean? Hi, Karev Leschav, Rachlik Lehevsidhu. What he's doing is he's giving himself an unfair advantage because he's saying that if it goes off, it's your problem. If it doesn't go off, then it's mine. So that seems like he's taking advantage because he. And what does that sound like? It sounds like because he's gave the money up front, Yet again, the time value of money, therefore he's getting a better deal and he's getting more chances. That's called koriv l'schar. He's more likely to do well and less likely to do bad. And the other guy's taking all the risk. Is on my lay, so Abaye answered him, no, it's not that the other guy's taking all the risk, because kiven de mekabel lezula, so because he's accepting, the buyer is accepting that it might get cheaper, so he's taking risk also, therefore karev lezeh lezehu, that the fact that his risk is that it'll go off and his risk is that it'll get cheaper, that doesn't make any one more karev than the other. They're both the same and therefore it's permitted.
You say the whole thing that we said before about having it on, in your possession. That was the answer for everything, pretty much. That you could do it if you have it in your possession.
Yeah.
Here it's...
No, we are, and don't forget, we also said if there's a fixed price, that's like having it in your possession, because the seller could just go next door and buy some.
Right. Yeah. But here, so it seems like it has to do with the risk factor as well.
We're going to talk about a bit more later on. That's a whole... It's kind of a different concept as well. Yeah? If I give you... If I supply you with money... And we make a deal, right? So we're going to make a partnership, but I'm financing you, right? And because I'm financing you, I get a better deal in the partnership. Yeah, that's not allowed, because that's because I'm giving you more money. Yeah, I'm getting, because I'm lending you or I'm supplying you, yeah, therefore I'm getting a better deal. If the risk is equal... Then if the risk is equal, then it's fine. Then it's a normal partnership, yeah? But because I gave you money up front, therefore you take more risk than I do, that's not okay.
Yeah? Well, you would take more risk.
No, but what I'm saying is because I lent you money, therefore you have to take more risk. That's like interest, yeah?
But here you have where it says mutter before.
It's because a buyer says they're both taking risk over here. Yeah.
Right, and that's what Rashi brings down, that it's all about the risk factor.
Yeah, that case is about the risk factor. So that's two different things. That's not about selling it. It's not about him giving extra. It's not about I bought a barrel and he'll give me two barrels by paying early. He's getting under the amount that he bought. But there the question is that the seller's taking on extra risk. So there's two things, yeah? If I give you money today, and you're going to give me the wine in 6 months from now. Yeah, so that's so one thing is if you give me extra for that, that means it's interest. The other point is that if you're not giving me extra, but you're taking on the risk for those 6 months, that's also like interest, yeah? Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, Amalvas Chaveiroi, someone who lends money to his friend, Layodu Bechatzei Rechinom. He's not allowed to live in his courtyard for free. Yeah, because that's like he's getting some extra benefit from the fact that he lent him money. But Layisker Menopachas, and even if he rents it from him, he can't give him a discount. Mipneshahu Ribis, because that is interest. It says the Gemara, Amr Av Yosef Ramin Yomi, Amr Av Nachman, Afo Pisha Amru Ador Bechatzachaver Shlemi Daita, Einitzorich Lahas Leschar. Even though the rule is, if I go and live in your backyard, I don't have to pay you. Yeah, if I go, because it doesn't cost you anything, so therefore I don't have to pay any rent. But he'll vahu. But if you let me money, if I let you money, vidar b'chatzeira, and then I went and lived in your backyard, so now it looks like I'm getting a free camping site in your backyard because I lent you money. Tzarich lahalis l'schad. Then I have to pay for the rent of the backyard. Yeah, so that's because it shouldn't look like you're taking something for free because you lent money. Fred the Gemara, this is Rabbi Yosef says this, or Rabbi Nachman said this, is my Kamashmulan. What did Rabbi Nachman teach us? Tanina, that's the Mishnah. Hamalvas Chaveiroi, the Mishnah said, if you lend money to somebody, lo yodo b'chatzeiro chinam, you cannot live in his courtyard for free, v'lo yisker mimenu pachas, and you can't rent from him for cheaper, mimneshu ribis, because that's interest. So you just, that's the same thing that Rabbi Nachman's telling us. What's he coming to tell us? Answers the Gemara, even Masnisa, and just from the Mishnah Havamina, you would have thought, Hani, Mili Bechotzer, the Kaimel, Igra. You're talking about what sort of a courtyard are you not allowed to live in for free when it's a courtyard which is for rent? Yeah? The Kaimel, Igra. The guy normally rents out. The Gavra, the Ovid, the Megar. And this person often rents courtyards to live in. Yeah? So therefore, it's Zen, Zen, Nevezeh, Choser, if you like. Yeah? This guy's getting a benefit because he normally would pay rent and now he's not. This guy gets a loss because he normally would receive rent and now he's not. So that's interest, so you can't do it. That I get. That's what the Mishnah says. Avol, however, a chotzer, a lake, kaimel, igra. It's a courtyard that I don't normally rent out anyway. And a person doesn't normally rent anyway. He would if he wouldn't go camping in your backyard, so he wouldn't go camping. He'd just stay home, whatever. Yeah. So therefore, it's almost like, well, Zenen, I guess, because he wants to go camping. But Zelay Chaser, yeah, the guy is certainly not losing anything because he wouldn't have rented it out anyway. So therefore, Eimallah, you might have thought that's not called interest because he's not really getting a benefit. He's not really getting a loss. So therefore, it's just okay. Kamash Malan.
Privacy, not financial.
In the chotzer, I think in a chotzer you don't have so much privacy anyway because the chotzer is shared. Kamash Malan, that you're still not allowed to do it, even though you might have thought you are. You're not allowed to. Ika de Yamri. Some say the version of the story was Amar Rav Yisrael Ben Yemi, Amar Rav Nachman. Afal pisha Amu Adar b'chotzer chaver v'shalay midaita einet tzarich lahalis l'schar. That even though they say if you live in your friend's chotzer without asking him, you don't have to pay rent. But if you say, if you actually stipulate, halveni, lend me money, v'der b'chotzeri, and then I'll allow you to live in my courtyard, then tzarich lahalis l'schar. So this is different. Yeah, in the first version, he didn't make it part of the deal that on condition of the loan is that I get to live in your place for free. So in that situation, even so, according to the first version, that's also osur. In the second version, it's only osur if it's part of the deal of the loan. A condition of the loan is that I'm going to live in your courtyard for free. Yeah, so it's two slightly different things. So the Gemara says, Mandom or Halvehu, according to the one who says, Hilvahu, that if he lent him, he's not allowed to. Yeah? So if he lent it to him without any conditions, he's not allowed to live in his courtyard, his kolshika in Alvani. How much more so if you made it a condition? I'm not letting you the money unless I can live in your courtyard for free. But Mandom or Halvani, according to the version that said, it's also when he says, lend me on condition that I can live there, Avalhovahu, but if he lent him without any conditions, and now he just happens to want to go and camp in his backyard, loy, it's not a problem. My timer, why is it mutter? Well, came into me, Kara Lava Daita the Hachi Yisve, because since when he lent him the money, it wasn't a condition that he's going to live there, and no one even thought of it, is Leslamba, there is no problem. Okay, now we have a story. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, Tokif Avdi de Inchi. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama would go and take people's slaves. Someone owed him money. So what he would do is he would go and seize their slaves. Damasik Buzuzi, someone who owed him money. Va'ovid Behu Avidaton, he would make the slave work for him. Yeah? Azama Le Rava Berei. So Rava's Rabbi Yosef says to him, my time, Avi Marhachi, why are you doing that? In other words, it's like ribbis, yeah? The guy owes you money, and you're taking extra by getting work out of his slave. Yeah, so that's like ribbis.
He's still expecting to get paid back.
Yeah, until he gets paid back. So it's like the guy eating the apples we talked about, yeah? The Moichar Echel Peris. So he said to him, Anok Rav Nachman Sfirali. I hold like Rav Nachman, the Omer Rav Nachman, Avda Nom Kreisel Eshavi. A slave is not even worth the bread he's printed on, the bread that you feed him. In other words, taking a slave, even if he works for you, you're still losing money. Because slaves are lazy, and you have to feed them. And therefore, the fact of the matter is, I'm not actually gaining anything by making the slave work for me, because I have to feed him, and therefore,
if you took a donkey of his and he wants to use the or thing to plow?
No, maybe donkeys work harder. No, it's dafka slaves. That's what he's saying. Dafka slaves. Because slaves are not very productive, therefore, it actually costs me more to employ the slave than it would if I didn't. So I'm not taking interest because it's actually costing me money. Yeah, well, that was what he said.
Because he's lazy and it's worth him to spend more money to get someone to do the work, even though it costs him more.
That's it, yeah. That's why he does. That's why they buy them, because they're too lazy to do stuff, and even though they're losing money, it's still worth it if they're lazy. It's all my lay. So his son says to him, hey,
for the pleasure of the slave bringing you chocolate biscuits when you want
it. And you don't have to get up off your bum to go and get them. Is on my legs, you'd pay him $100 for a chocolate biscuit, you know, because I'm going to bring it for you. On my legs, so he says to him, his son says to him, hey, Madame Rav Nachman, when did Rav Nachman say, Kigoy, Dori Avdei? He thought Rav Nachman said that because his own slave Dori was a bludger. Yeah, the market, Beikovi, he spent his whole time down at the Crown Casino. Yeah, as Rashi says, he was a late son, he was a bludger. And he would go and dance around in the stores and drink wine. Yeah?
Busker.
He was a busker, and he drank wine also. He was a drunk. He was a drunken busker. Yeah? So therefore, he was judging on his slave, Dori, who's lazy bum, and therefore it was worth It cost him more money to support this slave than the work he got out of him. But does it apply to every slave? Not every slave is so lazy. So Rav Yosef says to him, Anoki had Rav Daniel Bar of Katina Amar Rav Svirli. I also hold like Rav Daniel Bar Katina in the name of Rav. The Amar, I take if Avdei Shachaveir Vosabai Malacha, that someone who grabs his friend's slave and makes him do work is potter. He doesn't have to pay for it. Why not? The Nechale, because the owner is happy, the Lenistri Avdei, that is, the slave shouldn't be idle, it'll become lazy. Yeah, so therefore, again, I'm not taking anything from him because I'm keeping his slave occupied and it's good for him. He's on my lay. So his son said back to him, honey, mili hechalei masik bezuzi. That would be okay if he didn't owe you money. Yeah, because then you could say, yeah, you've got all these good motives that you're keeping the slave active. But mar kevi the masik bezuzi, but since he owes you money, and now you're taking your slave and making all these excuses why you're not getting anything out of it, mexican ripis, it certainly doesn't look good. Yeah, you can make excuses as much as you want, but it looks like interest. This is the son talking to the father. Very interesting. Just like we said, that if you live in someone's courtyard without asking him in general, you don't have to pay for it. Yeah, but if you owe the guy money and he lives in your courtyard, because otherwise it looks like interest, even though it would have been free anyway. So the father said, okay, you're right, and I changed my mind, and I won't do it anymore.